My name is Vina, and I run a property blog. But I'm a lot more active on Facebook. So for people that you don't know, I have posting at least once or twice a day. And then we have more than 4,000 followers on Facebook, and I'm targeting 5,000 at the end of this month. So please do me a favor in order to achieve my goal. So please go to this Facebook and like it, so that I can reach 5,000, and then I can take a nap, okay? Some of the questions that now I have, what are the 90 scenarios, slowing down or bumping out, what happens if you must buy, what are the strategies, and what's my investment plan? Did I answer all your questions over here? Or do you have more questions? No? Okay, good. Trump effect. So I don't know the guy, sorry, I can't say anything like that. But I think Cabo can touch more on that. For that guy, I completely no comment. Okay, what are the 90 scenarios? There are four things that might happen. First thing is that in this year, there will be nothing move. It's very boring. Every week they say 3.6 or 3.8, it means nothing to us and it's very boring. So every time it came up in the papers, I don't even bother to have this news in the Facebook anymore. Because it's so boring, you see. So nothing move and it's so slow. So it's going to be a very quiet year. So the second scenario is that no news is good news. Actually, we're happy with 0.6 on negative, 0.8, because that doesn't mean it is a big drop, you see. So no news is good news. So we're happy that it is completely quiet, isn't it? Another scenario is that it's a gradual fall. That means it's slowly dying off, okay? So that means the market, the prices, the volume will be continuing to drop like that. What we don't want to see is a sudden punch in that. That means there must be some financial crisis, something happening really very bad, and a sudden punch. So this is something that might happen, that nobody can tell. But if I'm going to tell you that it's going to happen, and when it's going to happen, I'm lying, you see, because nobody can tell, right? Is the market slowing down or bottoming out? A lot of people are asking this question because you have a very conflicting views happening in the market. Some people say it's going to bottom out soon, you know, I know it's going to bottom out sometime mid of 2017. You have news like that. Some people say that no, you know, 2017 actually is the highest number of supply of condo projects COP in the market. So who is saying the truth? Who is lying? I'm not going to say so because you can only come up with a mouth or something like this, you know, no vested interest in the industry. So I'm going to show you this chart. I have known some of you before. You've probably seen it. That is from 1976. Not born yet, right? Okay, me too. Okay, all the way to now, for the cycle and the things that are happening. Okay, recession after oil crisis, and then you have the downturn in property market, right? Then you have the supply shortage. When the supply shortage, prices shoot up because a lot of people buy more demand than supply, right? 1981 to 83, that's the time. And then you have the economic recession and also the crash of the stock market in 1987. So that's why you have a dip over here. And then further up, you have this economic boom over here. Then you see from this 1993 to 96, at that time, actually is the highest growth in the market over there. That's because Singapore is from a developing to a developed country. So that's the natural development and property prices will grow. And after that, you have the Asian financial crisis, and that is the major dip in the market. As you see, there are more cycle as we proceed. Technology boom over there, economy slowdown in 2006, and that is when I bought over there. And then economic recovery in 2007 and 2008, and then property boom for the last few years until we have dip again. So do you see that I have this circle much bigger over there? That means it's a long way to go. Yeah, you understand the inflation, right? So I deliberately move it a bit out of this chart. This is for me. So I say, you know it's bottom. So you don't ask me when it's bottoming out, okay? I tell you that you know it's bottom when nobody shows any interest in properties. Not interest, that means that you're not coming for my seminar. You're not reading my blogs, you see? And our things are so depressed, you can see blood all over the streets. Do you see blood all over the streets? Not in Singapore, right? I only see haze sometimes, you see? So it is not too bad. There are a lot of you guys who are saying that I have money, I have spare cash, I have to buy. So it doesn't matter. I have seen this one before, last year of the monkey. So I'm not being lazy by showing the same slide every year. But I have to start something here because I want to demonstrate to you that I've been consistently consistent in what I say. So that's why I put over here again. So when I emphasize again that these are the things that I think if you really want to buy, please consider that. mountains in the central region, 9, 10, 11, 1, and 4. I think forever have the mountain over there. Probably with high caution, because for anything that's higher than 3 million, there's actually less competition in terms of buyers and investors. And then it's more negotiable because there's less competition, less buyers. It's more easy to negotiate on price. Hodge launch during this peak of the market, people want to cut loss, and you can negotiate. The last point I saw valuation, because the mass market condos, because you bought for, most of people bought for their own stay, so that's why they would try very hard to keep it, yeah? But if they buy for investment, they may regret it, or they didn't think carefully before they buy. Then you can come in during the QB time and negotiate for a better price. People who buy multiple properties and leverage very high on the loan-to-value are people that may not be able to go through the DSR, they have difficulty in refinancing, and that's the time that you can step in and negotiate for a good price. Okay, so if you really, really have to buy, I have some advice for you. First of all, a lot of people have shared this wisdom, saying that you don't buy on the way down. Why? It's okay when it's on the way a little bit up, you know, then it's ultimately a little bit up, and then you buy. That means you're not buying the lowest. You're buying a little bit higher than lowest. It's fine. But if you buy on the way down, what's the problem? Because you never know when it will stop, you know. It will still continue to slide. It is a bottomless kind of thing. You see, you never know, you cannot control it. So please don't buy on the way down if you can, in any market. Mind the political and economic factors. So you know about Malaysian ringgit, so just last year, it's down 10%. You don't have to do anything, it's down 10%. The problem is out of control. So mind the political economic factors, especially when you're buying overseas market. Don't buy unless it's cheap and has positive ROI. You buy it because it's really cheap. Cheap in the sense that it's well below market valuation. It's called cheap, okay? It's not cheap because you have a lot of money, so that's why it's cheap. Two different things, okay? Has positive ROI. What is ROI? Return on investment, right? So you calculate. You know how to calculate? No response, my God. Can you go and attend my buy my first private property? I teach you how to calculate the ROI. Positive ROI. That means you still have a passive return after you pay for your mortgage, after you pay for your tax, property tax, maintenance, whatever management fee. The return from your tenants still have positive returns. I'm talking about buy for investment. Buy only if you see positive change in the next 2 to 3 years. Why next 2 to 3 years? Because actually, as human beings, we have limited patience. We are persistent, but we are not. You should not be very patient. If you see next 2 to 3 years, the market continues to slide, price continues to slide, you would lose heart. You would have cut loss. You sell at a time that, at a price that is lower than what you have invested in. That's why. Only if you see that there's positive change in that market, for example, you want to buy in Australia, you want to buy in the UK, or you want to buy in Malaysia. You see that in the next 2 to 3 years time, the market will improve because there's a positive factor, then you buy, okay? Products that cannot sell in one country can be best sellers in another country. This is actually the principle of overstock.com, if you guys know in the US. This fund is very smart. You go and buy products in one place that like, nobody wants. But sell in US and a lot of people want it. My family members in Hong Kong, they asked me, hey, what happened? I see marketing of Singapore high-end condo in Hong Kong. They want to buy anything that overstock in my place, but sold to you. Okay, my investment plan. Overall, what I mean is that in bull market and bear market, you also make money. Agree with me? In stock market and property, it's the same thing. You can make money in both the bull and also in bear market. So bulls make money, bears make money, but pigs get slaughtered. Who are pigs over here? I mean, Howard Schrodt, right? I just don't be, Howard Schrodt the pig is okay, but don't be pigs in the property market and bears slaughtered. This is very sad. But we need to be cheap. Why we need to be cheap? Because only chickens survive. Why chickens survive? Why? Because we're scared, because we're afraid, because we think twice, because we're careful, we're cautious. Scared cats can survive in this market. That's what I mean. So in this year of roaster, if you want to survive, you have to be chicks. Chick means the H-I-C-K. So you have to be chick. Chick means you have to be courageous. You have to be big, you see, when people are very afraid and you step in, so you must be courageous to go in. But both of you must be brave and courageous. Don't sacrifice yourself unnecessarily. Each deadline for hardworking, you must do all the hard work. That means you must go to the field. It's not like somebody call you, hey, you know, I think that something is good to buy, and then you just get it. You must be hardworking enough to go to the market, do all the field work, do all the research. Secondary research, and also you do the primary research, that means do all the field work on the ground, intelligent. Actually, for public investors, you want to be a successful public investor, that's no need to have high IQ. So you look at it, then you know. If I can do it, you can also do it. You need to have IQ, but you must do your work, and then you must be resourceful. Resourceful means you understand exactly how to make use of resources available in the market. Who to ask questions, who to consult, who will give you neutral opinion. C stands for cash rich. So you must have enough cash. Now it is a very good time to go to the market. You have land properties, you want to go to Sentosa Grove, all this on fire sale. But you need to have enough cash to go in. That's why you must make sure that you have enough capital to play this game at this time of the market. You have to hold it for some time before the market either bottom out or go up and go up again. You need to have enough cash to play this game. Otherwise, you're out in the market. Know it all. Find whatever information that's available. Don't say that, oh, somebody tell me, this agent told me about this, or someone's relative or friend told me about this. You know it all, you just don't decision based on one or two person's opinion or ideas. It doesn't make sense, you have to know it all. That's why you have to be a chick. In a year roaster, fire roaster, your chick will be protected. Okay, some people ask me about my investment plan in 2017, 2018. I have a guy friend, and he's well over the marriage age and still not married. And then finally, he told us that he's married. And a lot of ex-girls are very disappointed, very sad. Because they thought they would be the one. They thought he would never get married. This Chinese New Year is coming, a lot of people come up with this very stupid question of when are you going to get hitched. I have a standard answer over here. Actually, it's something similar to property. So a lot of agents are saying, when are you going to buy? I thought you were buying already. Are you still not buying? Are you still renting? You know, think about silly questions. So I share with you how to deal with all these busybodies. Try to get a question first, huh? Then I share with you how to answer your agent or whatever who call you again, ask you why you're not buying. I'm not married now, doesn't mean that I won't be married. Standard answer. Second, I will definitely get married, but I can't tell you when. Okay? I will marry one day, but that person won't be you. Understand? Okay, this is the standard answer. Take it. Okay. I have sent the slide so we know the photo. That's fine. Somebody asks you to buy someone, commit something that you don't want, and you don't want it's the right time. I receive emails saying, hey, property sold, you know why I buy this property? You know, I really don't want to buy. But I go to this new launch, a few of agents corner me, you know? Corner me. I cannot get out of this. I don't have a choice. And they say, it's so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. I cannot get out of this. You have to get out of this. You don't need to go to the toilet. Then I buy. But I regret so much. And after that, I read your blog post. And I also read your book. And I cannot sleep. What can I do now? I really cannot know what to do. I give you this standard answer. If someone calls you next time, at any occasion, tell them this. I'm not buying that to mean that I won't buy. I bought, right? So a lot of people say, okay, so you'll never buy. You say, obviously, you cannot buy, cannot buy. But I bought in 2007. I bought 5. Where are you at that time? I bought. But I'm just not buying now. I will definitely buy, but I can't tell you when. I will buy one day, but that property won't be yours. Then they will not count on you anymore. Then you can go home safely. But that's all I have. Any question?